Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, other than having a few, technological issues, I am doing great. Did a lot of cooking for Easter and was able to bring some food to people that couldn't get out for a couple of reasons and put my mask on and everything and delivered it to their door. And I've been working on other creative projects around my home and just doing my thing, you know, remotely with people. How about you?
Well, yeah, been working remotely with people a lot and working around here, which has been great, you know, working on this house. And, you know, it's something that you don't get much of an opportunity to do. So those projects that you've laid down, hey, getting that list checked off. And so it's a great
thing.
Yeah,
I've been doing a few things. I could have done better.
Right.
But it's all good.
Here we all, you know, it's all good and we all have fun. You know what I am enjoying is because it is spring and because we can go outside, one of the things I'm truly enjoying is all the beautiful blooming flowers that are coming out.
Me
it's
too.
Just gorgeous. You know, that's the
Absolutely.
One thing about this time that it's just beautiful.
It is. And then all the critters I have, I got baby bunnies out here for Easter. How cool was that?
Oh, that's crazy.
It's fun. They're so cute.
You know, and it's that natural thing that's just, you know, life in itself, in its essence, just moving on and enjoying the beauty of what is here today. You know, that's just such a lovely thing.
Well, for the next 2 days, we're on severe thunderstorm watch. We've already had a couple this week. I've had a few limbs coming down, but nothing that hit the house and nothing that, you know, has damaged anything, you know, of value. But boy, that wind came in, woo, 70 mile an hour gusts and hail. Seriously? Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's insane.
Yeah. That was pretty creepy. But anyway, everything's okay, and had to go and pick up things from all over the yard. But I did that.
Hey,
oh, well.
Florida's having beautiful weather, so maybe a little hot for my taste, but it's still beautiful. Here.
I want to wish everybody a very blessed Easter, and I know a lot of us either had to participate in something spiritual like online or on our TVs, and we couldn't gather as we normally would, and the moon was void of course all day since, 7:46 this morning, so it's kind of like a silly season is what I call it. But anyway, we won't be entering Capricorn until after 8, I think it is, tonight. But nonetheless, chart, you know, preparing for tonight's show, I really love the fact that Mars is in trine to Venus right now. It makes me really happy.
Oh, yeah. You know, when you have that Mars-Venus connection, you know, that's so nice. Just, and especially right now with the social distancing thing, because Mars is in Aquarius and Venus is in Gemini. And so Gemini is the communicator. So it's so great to catch up with people and to talk and to have these wonderful, meaningful conversations during this period of time and to really stretch our abilities to get out there and have those conversations. You know, even though we may not physically be able to see them, we can share within that time period easily here a lot of warmth and a lot of virtual hugs.
Absolutely. some really nice things that have been going on Facebook, and just people have called me up or texted me out of the blue and stuff. How sweet is that?
It's a lovely thing
to share love. Yes. Now, because Mars is also in square to Uranus, and Uranus to me has always been very interesting because it is a higher octave of Mercury. And Uranus is the planet of the unpredictable, but also the aha experience. And I found that over the last week or so, people that I'm talking to, just doing my normal reading thing and stuff like that, you know how it is, they share a little bit of their story. Things that happened that were beyond their control, and somehow they toughed through, and out of that, they gained a certain level of enlightenment. And it's really been an interesting trend that I've been seeing in my readings.
And it is. Okay, that square, we always talk about, you know, squares, and it's a matter of we must stretch our abilities right now to gain that enlightenment, to see the power that we really, each one of us truly has, to really find our inner strength and really to pull it out at this point in time is such a great thing because, again, when we start climbing those challenges, I have a friend of mine who has PTSD big time, okay? And
okay.
This, for him, and he's a Sag on top of it, a social creature, okay, besides having a real huge issue with PTSD. So for him to sit inside his house this way and to be isolated is extremely challenging. And you know, the thing that it came up today with him is that he goes, but, you know, I'm making it through. Every day, I've made it another day, and I'm proud of myself. And I go, that's where you reward yourself. That's where you get this, is because our issues are in our face. But it's a matter of, okay, well, it's not going to go away, but I'm going to be okay with it. I'm going to manage with that challenge. And that's what that all about. Again, it's not moving quickly. It's moving slow, as we all know, but it's moving. And it can bring great enlightenment with that movement, with that square between Mars and Uranus.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've got a few callers on hold. Maybe we should take a call and see what we can do for them.
Oh, I do want to mention one more thing about this chart, because you talked about the moon and it changing into Capricorn.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
It's going to pass over the south node before it's going to do anything else. So everybody think about those old things and those old issues that they want to get rid of over into tomorrow morning, and really allow those things to dissipate and go away. Because it's really emotionally for our benefit to let go of those old issues at this time as the moon passes over it.
I agree, because there was a T-square with Mercury very early in Aries with this, too. To be honest with oneself and to just be who you are, regardless of your circumstances, is what I saw, too. Because, again, we can't control everything. You know, and to just say, okay, this happened, okay, and because Aries is an interesting sign, it's the sign of the ram, but it's also the sign of the lamb, and it is Easter Sunday, so I just wanted to say that on the air tonight. Thank you for bringing this up.
Be the lamb, be that beauty right now, tough it through, but be that beauty.
Absolutely. I love doing the show with you. All right.
I do too.
Take our first.
Let's take our first. I won't interrupt you again.
You're fine. All right. Area code 509, you're on the air.
Hello. How are you, ladies?
Doing well.
Great, yourself?
Good. I'm doing well. Happy Easter to you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Same at you.
And I'm sorry?
Same to you.
Oh, this is Mindy from Pasco.
And, Mindy, I knew.
I'm sorry?
I knew that voice.
Oh, who is this?
is Jacqueline, but I can't find you. I know that voice. What's your birthday?
12/9/77.
And what time were you born?
I believe it was 5:36 a.m.
And the city you were born in?
La Crosse, Wisconsin.
And where do you live now?
I am in Pasco, Washington.
Got it. Excellent. All right, let's see what we can see for you.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
I did. I was just kind of wondering if you guys knew what was going to happen with my neck injury claim stuff.
Okay. Let's take a look. How long ago did you injure it?
It was 2015, December 28th. Or 22nd, I'm sorry.
Okay. And was it in Wisconsin?
No, it was in Moses Lake, Washington. I've been here since 82 in Washington.
All right, quite a while. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of things I want to tell you about medical astrology, and that is that Taurus rules the neck and the shoulder area. They're around the thyroid, okay, and in part the vocal cords. Now, Gemini rules the air that moves through the vocal cords, okay? And there's different rulerships in astrology, which is one of the things I love about astrology because I have a medical background, so I love looking at the stuff for people. And Uranus, the planet of surprises and lightning bolts and hurricanes and falling in love and the aha experience, hadn't been in Taurus for 84 years, okay? And it's there now. Now, over the last few months, what it's done is it's been opposing your Scorpio ascendant in Pasco, okay? So that means to me that over the last 90 days, this has probably been in the works. Now, Uranus is moving to your seventh house of litigation, your seventh house of contracts, legal matters, and all that. So often when this happens, there can be a surprise outcome. Now, even though you're a Sag Sun, your Mercury is in Capricorn. And Uranus, within the next 35 days, is going to be forming a trine to your Mercury in Capricorn. So I would be staying on top of this situation right now. I have a feeling that you're pretty close. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree, but I'm going to bring it into a different way than she did. And this is how, you know, this is the reason why I love working with her, is just because we both look at it in a different way, even though I agree. We were talking earlier in this situation that Mars is trining Venus, okay? And natally in your chart, that's going from your third to your seventh, which your third is communication, and your seventh, as Aphrodite said, is litigation, okay?
Okay.
So Venus will be there for about the next 30 days, and Mars will still be there. This is a time where negotiations come in, is what I'm talking about, where communication back and forth can be to your advantage, okay?
Okay.
So I think there's going to be a lot of things going back and forth as far as negotiations are concerned. It goes back to old issues from the past and psychologically, because we also talked about how the South Node right now is in Capricorn, and it is conjunct your Mercury in Capricorn. Okay. And so it's all about what you value, because that's all in your second house, your personal values and beliefs, what you value. Okay, what is the right balance to this? Because it's going to, with it being from litigation to third house of communication and Gemini to Aquarius, it's going to be some kind of balance. There's a duality to it. I wouldn't take the first offer because, again, that's Gemini, so there has to be a second offer, okay? But I would also look at what you will compromise or what's the bottom line of what you could take in this and really come to peace with what you value. You know, again, it's a time of waiting longer to get more worth the time, worth the pain and suffering you're going through, this type of thing. You got to look at that balance for yourself. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. And I
think the weird thing is here is that Mercury, Venus is going to be retrograding in Gemini. It's going to be in Gemini now until 7th of August. Now, because it's going to retrograde during this cycle, I so agree with Jacqueline, by the way, I wouldn't settle for less, hon. I wouldn't settle for less. Even if you have to persist in pushing towards what the true value of what you've gone through is, okay, as far as you continuing your life in the way that you need to, sometimes when things lag, it turns out to be extremely beneficial, okay? And
okay.
I so agree with Jacqueline about this. So, like I said, don't be afraid of saying, I'm sorry, but that's not sufficient. And because
okay.
Venus is going to retrograde, she's so dead right about this being about past issues. And so, we're both on the same page with this, but I think it is going to come to fruition. You've been waiting several years, and then sometimes it takes up to 3, okay?
Yeah,
but this
it's been
time,
five.
For some reason, it's been longer. But nonetheless, some things are worth waiting for, okay? Because when you have a substantial disability or a certain period of time, there has not been a curative value for you to continue your life as it once was, it becomes more valuable. And I think that's where you're sitting right now, okay?
Yeah.
So just trust your process. You know, I'm surprised Jacqueline didn't ask you where you were on your last birthday. She does.
Yeah, well.
Oh, where I was at. What do you mean where I was at?
I was looking at the legal litigation in it instead of looking at that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, where I was at in my last birthday?
Yeah.
My last birthday, where I was at? Same place I'm pretty much at now.
Okay. That's probably what she looked at. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You keep us posted on this, okay? And let us know how you're doing because we are here for you, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, too. Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Okay, are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 203, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm sitting in front of a waterfall. I hope it's not too much noise.
Oh, that's beautiful.
We'll
no, it is not.
I'm sorry. You both said something at once. You both said something at once, so I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Go for it.
Oh, okay.
So who are we speaking with?
It's Pat from Connecticut, 71253. Nice to connect with you, too.
Alrighty then.
Gotcha. Okay. So do you have a question for us tonight?
I do. I am working really, really hard to get myself healthier physically and first and foremost mentally. And I backtrack every day because every day I wake up, I start at zero again with anxiety. And sometimes it takes me all day to get to a place where I'm working well. So I lose a lot of productivity. Wondering, what can you see, what is ahead of me in the next few months? I think I'm making progress, but I think maybe the anxiety is covering up and I can't see the progress I'm making.
Well, you know, I'm born July 22nd of 53, okay? And
okay.
I have Venus combust Jupiter in Gemini in my 8th. Now, you have both Venus and Jupiter in Gemini, but they're not as close together. And the thing about the Gemini forces, because Venus is going to be in Gemini much longer this year until August, having a plan A and a plan B for everything. Because when you have a plan A and a plan B for everything, now you're not so anxious. You say, okay, if this doesn't work out, I can just make a turn the road and I can go this way. So it's about spending, I think, some very important time in contemplation. And I'm also going to recommend journaling. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree with everything you said, except for maybe not the journaling. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, because of your creative attributes, I don't think you're an individual who would sit and write your stuff down. Okay? It's just not who you are. But in the same vein of what Aphrodite was saying that, is this because I love her plan A and plan B thing, okay? Because accepting that you're having the anxiety is a part of this whole entire thing. Remember, Natalie, you have your moon conjunct your Mercury, okay? You have your Mars conjunct your Sun. Your soul and your emotions and your actions and your thoughts are all combined together, okay?
Okay.
You know, one thing happens to the other. So you can play off of any of those to try and stop it. And the thing that I'm suggesting to you is some kind of creative endeavor. First of all, you have a Mercury in Leo, a Moon in Leo, and a Pluto in Leo. In transiting through your fifth house, which is all that Leo energy again, is Mars. And you have a Mars in Cancer. You're a hands-on girl. You have to physically get your hands into things. So what I'm saying is have a plan A. My intention is I want to do these things this day, but also have a plan B of, no, I need to do this creative thing if I have this anxiety, and get those hands going in some kind of creative level, and it will help calm you down, okay? It's almost like a form of meditation for you. And by doing that, you can work a lot of this out physically.
Yes.
And you'll see that it'll be a lot easier on you if you do that. But that's the mechanism. So I can see why Aphrodite would say write it out, but I'm going to say whether it's clay, paint, I don't care what it is, gardening, anything to get your hands into it, I think as a plan B would be a great plan B. And go along with that, and you'll see how it'll flow better. It's a process for you. It's not an event. It's a process. So it will start to diminish, okay?
Okay.
And what do you do to ground yourself?
I pray, and I'm, you know, looking into more grounding and protection. I actually have a canvas waiting for me. It's been waiting for me for a year and a half through this horrific anxiety.
Wow.
I sort of think I'm starting supplements, which I think long-term is going to help. But so far, you know, every day for 3 weeks, for 3 months, for a year and a half, I say, I'm going to get to that canvas. I know it will help. And the anxiety, it's survival all day until I can finally relax. And then I'm so tired, I reward myself and sit back and have dinner and fall asleep. You know, I'm searching for tinctures to help with the anxiety. I've gotten myself off antidepressants, been on that my whole life. And I'm so proud that I've done that. And I'm going to go natural way, but I just haven't found anything to help me right now, you know, to just give me a little bit to get me going.
Your Uranus, your Mars, and your Sun are all very close together in Cancer, and they oppose your natal Chiron in Capricorn. So certain gemstones can help. Spending time in the garden can help. Okay.
I'm gardening.
Spending time in your
garden
can help. Yep. So I think you're doing all the right things intuitively.
Yeah.
But I just, again, sometimes you have to talk to yourself. If you're not going to journal, self-counsel can be amazing with the Gemini planets
I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right. So you're doing everything
right.
Can
you recommend any particular gemstone? I was going to order the one that's magnetic, the sort of grayish one. Hematite, is it? Do you recommend anything else?
I've got what I recommend most, and I want to tell you why I recommend hematite the most, is because it has the same iron constituent as human blood. It's considered to be the blood and bones of our ancestors, and It's ground in a way that's not blocking. It's the only stone, if you scratch it, it will heal itself.
Oh, my goodness.
So I think you're
right.
Right. Intuitively, again, you are doing the right thing, girl. Just keep pushing, okay?
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much. God bless you both.
And I'm
going to
suggest one more for you. Suggest one more for you. Shungite.
Thank you. What is it?
Shungite.
Can you spell it?
Shungite.
Thank you. I will Google it when I get home. Bless you both.
Yeah.
Protection
You'll
for you
luck.
Both. Okay. Thanks so much. God bless.
Many blessings. Sweet night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cool. So you ready for the next one?
Sure.
Hello? Hi, ladies.
Area code 111, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's been a while. Happy Easter, and what a beautiful introduction about little bunny. He's so cute.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Happy
my
Easter.
God.
Who are you speaking with?
Thank you. I don't want a medical report. Sorry. I don't want a medical report. And just the same time, I'm of course staying quarantined, staying following orders, staying away, staying safe, and washing hands and gloves and face. So I'm doing my part to my health. My birthday is 11/3/78.
And what's your name?
Veronica.
Oh, Veronica.
How you doing? Hi, how you doing?
There we go. Austin, Texas. So, what would you like to know today?
Hi, thank you so much. Where I am right now, I work at, I'd like to know if there is this older lady, She twisted the information, and that's not good to do that. Not in this time where the earth is clearing. She wanted to know, starts with the letter C, if you see her being removed from the company, because it's a little bit of a hectic for everybody. And we don't need that when everybody's losing their jobs or we're in this recession. Shoot. I'd like to know if you see that, and are you looking at that? Do you see the gentleman that we've been talking that he is going to be able to, we see each other and talk in peace? That's it. I know it's a two-part question.
What's his birthday?
Oh, my God, I know you're asking me. I know he's a Leo. He's 39, beginning of the month of August. That's all that I know. August 18.
Okay.
And he's 39, Adam of the Year. Born in Texas. United States.
Well, you have your Moon and your Mars both in Leo, and right now they're trining your Mercury. Now, is this person well or not well?
He's breathing well, but I sense there's something wrong going on in him. You're very good at what you said. I don't know if it's spiritual or the soul or his health, but I saw a change in him from last week compared to yesterday. No, he's not sick from the virus. No, it's more like something with the soul.
Well, because you don't have all the specific information, I would like to look at this in depth. So I tell you right now that because Saturn is opposing both your Moon and your Mars right now in Aquarius, this is a time that I would investigate the matter, okay?
Yeah.
There's some nice trines with transiting Mercury right now with both your Moon and your Mars over the next few days. So I'm going to encourage you to take the high road. But again, do you want to be the healer or do you want to have a healthy relationship? It's what shows up in my mind's eye because I don't have all his information. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with you. You have Mars and Saturn transiting through your fifth house, which is, of course, Aphrodite's set in opposition there. Okay. You also have traveling through your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, Mercury and Aries and Chiron. Okay. I agree with Aphrodite that this isn't the time to make a decision about this. I wouldn't focus your life so much on this relationship right now. I'd see how it plays out. Be a little bit more with that Mercury and Scorpio investigative kind of girl that you are and kind of let it sit for a little while to see where he's going to land because, again, without his birth data, it's a variable of how that's going to land. And so, here again, have patience with it. Get his birth date, time, and place, and call us back again. But I don't think anything over the next few weeks are going to make a major change in this relationship. So have some patience with it and investigate it.
Okay, one more thing on that. If you see me, should I go back? Am I able to go back to work where he died this week or next week or the following week or towards the end of the month?
What do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher, and I do other things as a part-time job.
Well, Mars is going to be getting into your sixth house of work and service to the public. Let me tell you when that is. 23 degrees. Let me take a peek here for you. Val, you're looking at May. Probably looking at the end of the first week of May would probably be the first time I would consider it happening. And then Mars is going to be available for you the following 6 weeks. So I'm thinking that it's not going to be as long as you thought. But again, the whole idea is to be able to ensure your safety and the safety of others. Now, you teach in person or you teach remotely?
We teach in person. But of course,
okay.
We're changing to remotely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it could start out remotely at first. It could start out a little bit different than you anticipate. And then once Mars gets into Pisces, it'll probably settle down. So I think you're probably looking at maybe the end of the first week of May as far as being where you feel that sense of security returning to you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree 100%. I was going with the same thing that you were, is that Mars is going to be transiting through there, so, you know, May is going to be the target of when you're going to start to go back to work.
That's true. But where I work with him, it's a small business restaurant that I work going twice a week. And as I was wondering if you see me going back there, that's all.
Because if Venus being in Gemini, you might have more than one option. Okay. And I would consider that, but we have to go because we have other callers. But with Venus going through Gemini, you might have more than one option, whether you want to go back to where you were during its retrograde cycle or if you want to go forward to something else. So I would be looking at both. I wouldn't limit your creative power right now. Okay?
Okay.
All right, girl. Keep us posted, all right?
Okay, thank you. Have a good day. Happy Easter.
God bless. All right, bye. All righty then. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 405, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Happy holidays. Happy Easter. Happy He Has Risen.
You
is
too.
Sylvia?
Yes.
She got it. Yes, Jacqueline.
Sure.
Wicked cute. I love this.
Yay. How are you, ladies, this great Sunday?
Just lovely.
How
that was
the
better.
Word, the word you
any
call?
Better, I'd be twins. You're April 4th, 1961.
Yes, that is me. That is I.
And you're still in Memphis?
Yes, I am. And I'm ready
Alrighty
to go.
Then. Get me out of here. I hear you.
Yes, yes, yes. Soon as all of this is over.
Mm-hmm. How far away do you want to go? How far away from where you are do you want to go?
The state of Texas.
All righty then. Let's take a look at that.
You so could do it. I'm going to tell you, Sylvia, you could do it. You're so in your soul return, okay? It has your sun in your ninth house of long distance travel, okay, which makes it go way out there, okay. However, what's hinting on this is your career, okay, because you have Jupiter, Pluto, Saturn, Mars, and in your sixth house, and then across going into trine over there, we have that Venus that we've been talking about in Gemini, and Uranus, okay, in your tenth house of career, okay. It's a little tricky, okay? There's a bunch of squares here, and when we talk about squares, you have to do the work. You know, it's all about, you know, taking the right steps to do it. But I have to say, this is your year to do it, okay? You have your moon in your first house, so emotionally you're charged and ready to go, and you're going to put that emotion out there to have that intention. And Chiron is sitting in your ninth house, that same long-distance thing, so transformation and change is afoot. It all has to do with you having faith and believing in this because your Mercury, okay, is dead on Neptune this year in your solar return. There's 22
Absolutely.
Minutes apart. Okay? That's in conjunct your moon. So it's going to make you wobbly, and it's all about faith. It's all about that transformation and change of saying, no, this is what I want, this is where I'm going, and I'm going to work to make it happen. That's what this is all about this year. I say go for it and put your steam into looking how to get there. And, again, it all hinges on that job and career that you want to build there. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, Jack has been looking at your solar return, and I'm looking at your transit. So I'm going to give you a couple of other things that I'm seeing here. Because, again, it's almost like when you take a photograph of somebody face front, then the right side of their face, the left side. It's all good information. And I so agree with her on the solar return because she's an expert on that, absolutely. But you also have, you're going to end up, are you working for a large institution that's partially government-funded and regulated now? Are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
Are you working for a large institution that's partially government-funded or regulated right now?
No. And I don't want to either. But
okay. Well, I'm just telling you because I'm looking at your transit wheel right now, and until you are in Texas for 13 months, you're still working with the energy grid in Memphis, okay? And this could even be a not-for-profit organization that does receive some funding, okay? Just so you know that. And I think that's probably where you're headed, okay? I like the chart for a number of reasons, and even in this chart, there's a big T-square. Is there any diabetes in your family?
Yes, I'm one.
Yep.
You've
got to watch that blood sugar right now. You've got to watch that blood sugar right now.
Yes,
ma'am. Okay?
Yes,
But Jupiter is going to pass over your Saturn. Before the close of the year. And when that happens, you are going to feel like you are the luckiest person on the planet as far as being the expert where you find yourself working, whether you create your own company or you're working for somebody else. You're going to still be marked to a certain degree. There's certain rules and regs you're going to have to live by, but I agree with Jack on this is a very, very fortunate year for you. Okay? And you're going to be able to make this happen. Do take good care of your physical health and don't talk yourself in or out of things you're not supposed to do. Okay?
Most definitely. I have a question. I wanted to get a little bit more clarity about my Pluto in my north node that's in the sixth house, and my south node that's in Pisces and Mercury in the 12th house, as to clarity about my life purpose, me being reincarnated this lifetime.
Well, I think one of the reasons you're diabetic is you're way too sweet, honey.
That's a good way of putting it.
But you being able to help people that have different kinds of disorders, okay, in different ways, your kindness is good. Now, you, even if you don't do healing work for a living, you heal people because of your attitude, your understanding, okay? And part of this is to know what it's like to meet a challenge that you need to meet every day, which you need to do because of your diabetic status. So you can help people overcome things that they are addicted to. You can also help people who can't release their past. And you came in this way to live this life so you would have compassion and you would help them to find a way.
Okay, because that's my, I just got that feeling that that's my purpose, is to help people to help themselves, heal themselves, empower themselves. Right, yeah.
Exactly.
So what you're saying, what you are, what you ladies are saying make a whole lot of sense, and it's like confirmation, because now I want to do some health consultations, but also I think it may have something to do with the moon in Scorpio as well, on a psychological part, to look beyond the surface and get to that and help people on a, I guess, mental and emotional level. Well, mine was
you can be a great healer.
Mental.
And you can also be a motivator, okay? So you have all those things you need. And, again, you want to be careful because, again, you can't, you know, unless you have a doctor, you know, an MD, you want to help people help themselves, but there are certain guidelines you're going to need to follow to get there safely. And I'm going to encourage you to make sure you have all those things in place, okay?
Right. Right.
Okay.
I don't diagnose, I don't treat, I don't cure. I just give out information.
I love it.
Basically, I just give out information or point that person in the direction. Yeah. Again,
absolutely.
I don't treat, I don't cure, I don't diagnose. Right. Information purposes.
You just
always.
Give very valuable advice and choices for people, so they can choose their path, and that's exactly where I see you. Okay?
Okay.
We have to go to the next caller, Sylvia.
Okay.
You keep us posted,
okay.
All right?
Thank you. I shall.
Many
again,
blessings.
Happy Easter, happy holidays. Many blessings.
Same
to you
all. Honey.
Keep doing what y'all doing. I appreciate you all, ladies.
All right. We appreciate you too, love. Okay. God bless.
God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Interesting chart, for sure. It won't let me let her hang up. Let me see. I try that again. There we go. Okay. There's a couple of people not holding on anymore, and two more. Let me see where we're at here. Okay. Are you ready for the next one, Jacqueline?
Okay.
Area code 917, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
This is Cara, January 28, 73, born in Amsterdam.
You said Cara?
A-N-N-A.
Oh, Anna.
The Amsterdam girl. Nice to talk to you again, honey.
Want to know what
how you
see
today?
I'm feeling better, thank you. What do you see around my career? I filed to go back to a place where I really love working. And I want to see when you see that coming through for me.
All right.
And you're living in New York?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love New York. Okay. Let's take a look and see what's going on. You're in your Jupiter return right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You should be very, very fortunate with this as long as you're doing what you're most credentialed in.
I am.
Yep. Your past can serve you well right now, honey. This is great. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And that same Jupiter, it's all about, and this is it, it's all about you being you. At this point in time, it's all about this is who I am, this is what I want, and this is where I want to go. Because in your New York chart, that same Jupiter is in your first house, which means it's coming to you. In your natal chart, it's in your 10th house of your career. So it's coming to you as far as your career is concerned. Okay? So it's all about your believing and trusting in the process of this. Saturn is going, transiting over your Mercury and your Sun. And so it's kind of giving you a little wobbly doubt about yourself. Okay, Mars has already caused some agitation to you. But as long as you want, as long as this is what you want, you're going to get it, is what I'm going to say. Just a little patience with the Saturn to give it to you, but you've got
yeah.
it.
Oh, nice.
Well, I think it's sooner, yeah. not later. I feel it's within the next couple of weeks because what's going on in here, there's a lot of trines and blessing lines that you have going on with Venus. And Venus is going to be going back and forth in Gemini. So it may give you more than one option. Are you bilingual?
Yeah.
Okay. That is going to serve you in a cycle. And if you can work with computers and you know more than one computer language, that can also serve you. Okay? I so agree with Jacqueline. I think this is going to be coming to you. Don't rush, tumble, and run, though. Because of the Jupiter conjunction.
You guys faded away.
I think Aphrodite went somewhere is what I think happened. I don't know.
Yeah, she just faded.
She just vanished into thin air. You know,
vanished behind her computer.
Well, Blog Talk has unusual things, so sometimes it does certain things that
yep,
you can't figure
out. Yep, it kicks us out.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing a show on Easter.
Oh, I'm glad. We're here to serve you and everybody else. And again, here, I have to agree with Aphrodite. This is a full transformation and change for you. So I like
okay.
this with this thing. And I agree that in a couple of weeks, you're going to hear about this, and it's going to be good for you.
Yeah,
it
it's
really
going to be patient. Is it a good time to go back to work tomorrow? I had an injury, but I'm kind of, like, ready to go back. And I took a day off today, but do you think I'm ready tomorrow to go?
And looking at I caution you. I think it needs just a little bit more healing. I think you're moving too impulsively or too quickly. Okay, is what I'm going to say about that. I want
okay.
Mars to get a little further away from your Sun because of that conjunction that you have with that right now. In a couple
okay.
days would be better than tomorrow. And I'm sorry to say that, but that conjunction with Mars Mars can make you accident prone, so it has a tendency of re-injury in this situation is what it does. So I'd have to say I'd wait. I'd be on the more cautious side with that before going. I don't think I'd go back to work tomorrow exactly.
I'd go back on Tuesday.
Wednesday would be better. Okay. If I were to choose a day for you to go back, I would say Wednesday would be better.
Okay.
But I wouldn't go tomorrow. Okay. Again, here, you have a stronger, I want that to move a couple of degrees apart. So you have a stronger chance of re-entering it. If you do go back, I would say you pamper that, you know, that injury. Be cautious with it. Hold on to it. You know, don't move too quickly. Okay.
No, I can. I can go very slow. I can go to different departments
again,
and keep myself busy so I don't actually work.
If you want to do something like that to where you're not actually doing, you know, a lot of work with it or stressing it out, you can.
Yeah.
Again, Mars will be away from it next week enough to where you won't re-enter it, to where it's perfectly healed. But this week's kind of that variable of,
right.
Know. So I would be very cautious with it if I were you until then. I wouldn't be over-exuberant with it. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
There you are. Yay.
Oh, my
back.
God.
See, I never lost power, but I couldn't get you to hear me. I don't know what happened. I'm having all these electronic challenges. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry we lost you.
No, I'm so agree with everything Jacqueline said. I could hear you guys. You guys couldn't hear me, but that's great. What a beautiful job, Jacqueline, once again.
Aww.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Will you keep us posted, okay, honey?
Yeah.
Many blessings to you.
Blessings.
All right, God bless. Well, we got 7 minutes. This one's been on hold for a long time. Let's go for it. What do you think?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Hi, error code 201. You're on the air.
Hi, Effort there. Hi, Jacqueline. This is Jackie.
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
Jackie, how are you?
Feeling kind of dreamy. I just want to know what's going on in my chart. Ooh, the next couple of months is going to pan out. I still want to move, but, you know, we're practicing this social distancing and not working. I'm working from home.
Now, are you March 22nd?
No, I'm January 5th. My mother passed on March 22nd.
London, England.
Yeah. I can't find her on here. I'm trying to try the fifth one. There it is. Where do you live now, Jacqueline?
I live in New Jersey.
What city?
Patterson.
Say it again?
Patterson, with one T.
Oh, got it. Yep. Great. All right, let's take a look and see what's going on with you. Wow. You've got some trines building here. Nice. Are you still getting paid? You're working remotely?
Yes. And to be honest, I needed the break. I needed to be alone.
You know what? And it's a good thing because you have a lot of plans going through your 12th house right now. So coming to terms with self is a good idea. And also to recognize all you have invested. okay? And all you have done and how you've grown within your profession. It's very important for you to understand that you have been an ally to many in an amazing way in this chart. It's your time to reflect this. And then, excuse me, also think about moving forward and how the atmosphere of your career is going to be changing. There is going to be more high tech. There is going to be differences as this year unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. You want to move, correct? Am I correct?
Yeah, but I don't want to move far. I want to move into my mom's house. I want to settle that estate.
Okay. I'm going to say that this is going to happen, okay, because Venus is – we were talking about that Venus-Mars thing, okay?
Yes.
And Venus is transiting through your and this is your relocation chart, because there wasn't a lot happening as far as that was concerned in your natal. So when I look at – again, there's a reason why we look at different charts. So when it comes to this, what's going to happen is that Mars in about, I want to say, within a week is going to go into your first house, okay? It's going to pass over your moon eventually, and it's going to dance through there. At that same time, Venus is going to be going through your fourth house, and they're in trine with each other right now, okay? So it's all about that negotiation is going to start to happen in another couple weeks here. Week, 10 days, I think you're going to start to negotiate this out, and I think you're going to make a change in your home by August, okay? It might not
right.
be as quick that you change homes as it will be getting this whole situation settled. Because, again, Venus is going to be in there as it goes retrograde and direct, and it's going to be dancing over there. So there's many options as far as this change in your home. Don't move quickly, move slowly, and find that nice
yes, I'm
foundation,
trying not
my
to.
Little Capricorn one.
Excuse me?
Find that strong foundation of a home. Because you're a Capricorn, you need that strong foundation of a home. And I want to put one more thing in here. May I suggest buying a property that has two houses on it, okay, or buying a duplex or something? You have Gemini in that area on your fourth house of the home, and what that makes you do is it makes you settle more there. So think about maybe a property that has an investment into it that you can rent out or something like this along with it too as well. As
all
right,
considering I
these
see
things.
That.
Okay.
The property that I have in mind was my mother's house, and that's the one family. But I live in an investment property, so I would rent this
right.
one out.
That will work.
Yes.
It's just I have to buy another property.
So that's the other option.
Yeah. It's just working on the paperwork.
Okay.
My head has been all over the place with this whole coronavirus and working from home. But I am looking forward to the technology piece of it, you know, especially the training. They need to.
Well, just breeze through it and you'll be okay. You keep us posted, all right?
I will, love. Namaste.
God bless.
You too, lady.
Have a sweet night. Happy Easter.
You too. You too, ladies. Bye.
Bye. Well, this has been the Illumination Station. We should tell them where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me because I'm home these days at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we're so happy to serve you. Have a beautiful week. Talk to you next time. Sweet night.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Good night.